327-0365.
Works. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, I bet you thought we were just going to play music today and nobody was going to talk. Sorry to disappoint you, folks. We are back, the Sons of Liberty. Today is Thursday, and my goodness, do the weeks fly. I mean, I remember when I was a kid in school, just waiting for it to be Friday. And it was always like Tuesday or something. It's like, man, when does Friday come? And then when Friday's there, it's like it's over. And now it's Monday again. It was always either Monday or Tuesday as a kid. Anyways, folks, it is awesome to be with you. I am so happy when I get the opportunity to share with folks like you, because I understand that you understand that we both understand that the Word of God is immutable, that God's veracity is alive and well and cannot even be challenged. And so is our liberty, so is our rights, and so is that Spirit of Christ alive in the hearts of men and women across this nation. I'm going to start off today's show. We're actually going to have a guest with us, not this segment, but next segment. Mr. Walter Hudson is the co-founder of the North Star Tea Party in Minnesota here. He also has a blog called FightingWordsUSA.wordpress, and you're going to like his perspective. He does an excellent job of blending what's real, what's relevant, the morality of issues, dissecting them. Sure, he gets into the fiscal stuff and all that other good stuff, as most Tea Partiers do, but he understands the source. He understands the source of where our problems come, that economy follows morality. I want to go to the Word, speaking of morality and economy. I talk about this quite a bit, and boy, I'm just stuck on this vein right now. When the Lord was speaking to Pharisees and to Sadducees and to those were the political hierarchy of the Jewish community at that time, he also spoke to lawyers, he spoke to scribes, people that are supposed to understand the law. And I think we can learn so much by just identifying with what Christ woed, what Christ condemned, and what Christ exalted. And then we can point the finger because, like, as I found this morning, listen to this. I mean, this is why Christ was so bold in his dealings with the Pharisees, to the point where they wanted him dead. to the point where when he did a miracle, they wanted to kill the person that received that miracle, namely Lazarus, who was rose from the dead.
Oh, they didn't want to kill Lazarus.
Well, first of all, they shouldn't have wanted to kill Jesus. He's the one who raised him from the dead. But yes, they did want to kill Lazarus because they were afraid that if Jesus got too out of control, if he got too popular, if he set too many captives free, if he was healing too many people, if he was giving too many people liberty, then the Romans would want to know what's going on. And they'd come to the Pharisees and say, why couldn't you contain this rabble? You're done. They cared about their seat and their power, folks. And today, or this week at the United Nations in New York City, did you know that one of the presidents spent $16,000 per night for a hotel? $16,000! How many tens of thousands of dollars does it cost to move our president? We brought this up a number of times. Truman would walk down the street. That was not that long ago. When elected officials understood their place.
Well, but we got to have security. We've got to protect.
I understand, and I think that is true. We need to protect those individuals or those seats that we have instilled and invested our powers to. But don't you think it's getting a little overboard when they're sitting there stinking, whining about how terrible our economy is, and they're spending 16 G's per night on a hotel? Or I should say when they accommodate. Listen to this. For those of you who don't know who this guest was that stayed at this hotel for 60 G's, it wasn't our president. I'm not sure how much he spent. I know how much typically it costs to move him down the street. And if any of you have been in Washington, D.C., you've seen it happen. It's insane. Staying in the presidential suite at the Mandarin Oriental in New York City was Rwandan President Paul Kagame, who has spent his stay there for the United Nations General Assembly at a measly 16 G's a night, according to the New York Post. A price, listen to this. This is why Christ woed these leaders and damned these leaders. When you woe, you're cursing. He was mad. He's not playing games and saying, oh, hey, Mr. Political Leader, maybe you can have me pray at one of your events and, you know, maybe I can spread the name of Jesus a little bit more because I need to get some more offerings going on here, you know, Mr. President. I mean, can you help me out a little bit here? Can we work a little bit in the political game? Hey, yo, Peter, James, John, why don't you go buy a gift card for the president so he can have us pray at his next event here? No, he wowed them! $16,000 this president in Rwanda. Now, I don't know if any of you guys understand this. Rwanda isn't exactly a super wealthy country. Do you know how much money per night on that room? That is 13.9 times more expensive than Rwanda's average annual income for 2010, rated by the World Bank, at only $1,150. The people that have entrusted him to serve them make $1,150 on average a year, and he's spending $16,000 a night on a hotel room. Is that necessary? Is that necessary? We're going to get into this more in the next segment, and we're going to have our friend Mr. Walter Hudson, and he's going to come on to talk to you from the perspective of being a founder, co-founder of a Tea Party, and why the Tea Party is doing what it's doing. Could it be to counteract some of this garbage? Could it be to serve the American people? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
And the multitudes of people were gathered together, insomuch that they stomped on each other. They trod upon each other. Christ began to say unto his disciples first, beware ye of the leaven. What is leaven? It's that ingredient in bread that just permeates through the whole bread. Just a little bit of leaven gets in that dough, and it permeates the whole dough ball. And you have leavened bread. Beware of the leaven of Pharisees. Just a little bit. And next thing you know, you're bawling, staying in a room for 16 G's a night, while your average annual income of your citizens is $1,100 a year. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Christ made it a point to not just...
Well, you know, I'm going to reprove these Pharisees. I'm going to have a private meeting with them. We're going to have a banquet together, and we're just going to talk about some of the things they're doing wrong today in Jerusalem. Mr. Pharisees...
No! In the multitude of people, Christ said this. He didn't mince his words. I want to play a clip, and then I want to introduce you to a friend of the Sons of Liberty. I believe he is a Son of Liberty. His name is Walter Hudson. He's the co-founder of the North Star Tea Party in Minnesota. But before we do that, let's play this clip. And let's bring Walter on right now, and then we're going to play the clip while Walter's on. Walter, how are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today, Jay.
Fantastic. I'm glad you could make it on. You have a blog called fightingwordsusa.wordpress.com. That's correct, right? That's the correct URL.
Yeah.
I was just on it.
Yeah, that's right on. Actually, it's Fightin' Words. Yeah, that's right. I think you got it right. FightinWordsUSA.wordpress.com.
Yeah, unless the internet accepts mistakes. That's what I typed in there. But I thought maybe there's an easier way to get your blog. But that's what it is. Fightin' Words, and
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who started this?
I do have a shorter URL too, FightinWords.us. That'll get you there.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. That's what I'm looking for, actually. FightinWords.us. Folks, you need to check this out. Now, Walter, did you start this fight?
No, No, I'm carrying it forward.
Amen.
As are many citizens who identify with the Tea Party, and even those who don't necessarily identify with the Tea Party, but
sure.
Hold to the same core principles.
That's right. They're Americans. We believe there is a God. Our rights have come from him, and the purpose of government is to protect those rights. I'm going to play this clip. I want you to give me your feedback. Now, Walter is a co-founder of the North Star Tea Party here in the state of Minnesota. Wonderful organization, and they are all about perpetuating liberty to our nation, starting in this great state, but it goes nationally as well. Let's play that clip, Carrie, and just kind of take note of this, Walter, and give me some feedback when we're done, okay?
Sure.
We're going to play the Texas school teacher. He had an opportunity to attend a Tea Party meeting, and being the Texas school teacher that he is, he loves God, loves our country, loves his children, wants to see liberty for his kids, wants to see our borders protected. Maybe I'm being facetious. Go ahead. Let's run the clip.
If you had your way, would you not have teachers performing the duty of ICE agents, having students rounded up, deported? Sounds like what you said, sir, as fast as you can, to quote you.
He's talking to a panel of Tea Party folks. So this is the teacher that's asking the question. Okay, keep going.
Okay, hold on. Let them answer that question. Skyler?
The fact of the matter is, if they're in that classroom illegally, then the school administration has a responsibility of reporting them, and they need to be reported. And under 287G, the San Antonio Police Department and every other local police department also has that authority.
So you would have students in this room deported?
Yes, I would. If they were illegal, you bet I would.
Okay, come on.
In a heartbeat.
Please, let's keep it down. George, you want to respond to that?
I can't. I mean, again, folks, if the person is here illegally and he's breaking the law, they've broken the law or they are breaking the law, what do you want us to say? You know what I would have? I would have you speak. I would have you teach more balanced, conservative thoughts rather than just bringing folks that bring liberal ideals and placards here.
You could just say what you are, a Nazi.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
There you have it. There you have it.
But, hey, okay.
So there's the teacher calling a fellow Tea Party man a Nazi. What are your thoughts on that, Walter?
Well, that's you noticed how quickly that happened, and it happens that quickly all the time, because as soon as you actually engage them with a rational argument, they've got nothing left. So they have to go to the fallacy that's called the argument from intimidation, which is to call you a racist or call you a Nazi or to impugn your character or to go after your mother or however it is they do it, because it's all they have left is demagoguery, because they don't have a rational argument. This whole point from the start, which is that teachers shouldn't be NIS agents or whatever the acronym is. Basically, what he's saying is that people who aren't duly appointed agents of the government shouldn't be involved in enforcing the law. Well, that negates or neglects the entire purpose or the entire source of agents' authority. You know, we hire police officers and agents of the government, and we grant our authority to them. It's our authority. You know, it's not like a transfer of power. It's not
That's
like
right.
You get to enforce the law and the rest of us get to sit on our hills. You know, this idea that only a cop can do anything, and then we're going to go through our bureaucratic legalese process and tie their hands so they can't. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, this guy just doesn't want the law enforced.
You got it. Thank you, Walter. You know, I think I'm going to take the rest of the afternoon off. You are doing a beautiful job of giving the original intent of what the Constitution means. I'm going to open up the phone lines for a minute. And with that, folks, we have a gift for you here at the Sons of Liberty. You can call at 1-877-807-9977. You've got Walter on the air. You can address your question to him. But I also want to address any caller this question. What was the first city where the first Tea Party was done in our country? The first Tea Party, what city was it in? 877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. My next question for you, Walter, is what caused you to get active in the Tea Party? What caused you to get active?
That's a great question. It's one I get asked a lot. And I was a guy who, like many folks who currently identify with the Tea Party, was sitting on the sidelines for a very long time, listening to talk radio, watching the news, blogging every once in a while, chiming in, you know, on an internet forum or whatever the case might be, but not really digging in, not really getting into the guts of how public policy is formed and trying to affect it. And the thing that really got my attention was the push for Obamacare and universal health care. And what really got my engine revved, so to speak, was this notion that health care is a right. Not just the assertion that health care is a right, but how unchallenged it was. You know, a lot of folks on the so-called conservative side just kind of were stunned by that argument and didn't answer it. And to me, again, from the sidelines, like a guy watching a game and yelling at the coach, I'm saying, why don't you challenge this? Healthcare is not a right. You can't have a right to something which somebody else has to produce. It's like an argument for slavery. It's like me saying, I've got this plantation and my fields need to be planted, so somebody else needs to come and plant them.
Precisely
the same argument.
Walter, you're doing a great job here, and I just need to chime in for a minute. You're talking about health care as being a right, and just yesterday we covered this topic, FDR's unfinished Second Bill of Rights. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that, absolutely.
Okay, so here's his security. This is what every American deserves, this type of security. In 1944, he said this, the right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. That's a right. Okay, great. So we have the opportunity to enjoy and receive good health. So exercise, have a healthy diet. That makes sense. I mean, our founders would want us healthy. They did not say that it's the government's job to make sure you're healthy.
Right. Well, and I think you're actually, you might be giving FDR a little bit too much credit because, you know, to assume that, and I know you don't, but to assume that all he means is, oh, well, hey, people have the right to pursue their own health. Well, if that's what he meant, that's covered in the Declaration of Independence by the pursuit of happiness.
That's right.
And it's covered in the Constitution by the enumerated powers and the Bill of Rights, that's something that we're free to do. We don't need a new Bill of Rights in order to say what's already been said. What he's trying to do is guarantee provision by the government, which necessarily requires theft from others.
You got it. You got it. Legal plunder. If anybody has not read the book, The Law, by Frederick Bastiat, he's a Frenchman who understood this concept. Socialism begets communism, which begets totalitarianism. Okay, now, we've got a couple callers here quick, so I'm going to unleash them. We've got Wayne in Tennessee. He has the answer for where the city was of the first Tea Party. Wayne?
Yes.
What's the
Boston.
Answer? Boston. You got it, sir. Thank you, Wayne.
You bet.
Very much. Now, Judy from Texas is calling in. This is Judy. Now, Judy is saying we are changing our laws to accommodate. Let's see what she has to say. Judy, you can address this either to Walter or just make your statement because you're talking right on topic. Actually, I'm sorry, Judy. I can't bring you in here. I've got 30 seconds till a hard break. We have with us today Walter Hudson. We'll bring you up on the next segment. Walter Hudson, the co-founder of the North Star Tea Party here in Minnesota. His blog is Fightin' Words U.S. Fightin' Words, is it .us, Walter?
.us, yeah.
Fightin'Words.us. You are going to love that blog, especially if you love the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back next segment with Mr. Walter Hudson. Stay tuned.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret your credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
I'm not afraid of anybody. This is a tough game. You can't be intimidated. You can't be frightened. As far as I'm concerned, the Tea Party can go straight to hell.
Tonight's town hall meeting, which included Reverend Jesse Jackson, was mostly political.
Let's all remember who the real enemy is. And the real enemy is the Tea Party. The Tea Party holds the Congress hostage.
We're not afraid of Tea Party. We're not afraid of Tea Party.
We expected more than this.
They're not afraid of you, Walter. Thank you for being back with us. We've got Mr. Walter Hudson. You're here on the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for the answer to the last question. Where was the first Tea Party? It was done in Boston, and it was peaceful. Now, we understand right now that the Tea Party is under a lot of attack. That's why I thought it would be great. Because, you know, Walter, the last Tea Party, the last Tea Party meeting I was at, you know, I saw the kids out there waving their flags, their racial flags, and their Nazi swastikas, you know, and the mothers were encouraging. I mean, that's what happens, right? Of course it doesn't. So we've got a gentleman who is ahead of a Tea Party here in the state of Minnesota. He does a fantastic job, and I really honor and respect the work that these guys are doing there. You can find his blog at fightinwords.us. I'm on it right now. It's a fabulous blog. We have a gal right now. Well, first I want to read this. And this is important, America, for you all to understand. Sir, quote, sir, my concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side, for God is always right. Let us keep that in mind as we discuss these topics. Now, As we switch gears, there's a gal who called in from Texas. Judy, we're going to bring you back on now. Thank you for holding with us through this segment. She makes a valid point, and Walter, I want you to be able to kind of interject with her, because she's speaking specifically the topic that you so eloquently discussed this last segment as to why they don't like law. Judy, tell us about what's going on in Texas. You personally know.
Well, in Texas, if you're in public schools up to about third grade, all the classes are bilingual. So we are accommodating people who came here for a change. I have no problem with that.
Sure.
My ancestors came from Norway, but of course we learned English.
Okay.
So if you come here for a change, you should adapt to us. You came here because you thought we were something better, so you should adapt to what we. If you go to another country, they're not going to change their main language to English to accommodate you. You're going to learn their language. You're going to go by their laws, their holidays. Pretty soon, we're not going to have any so-called American holidays anymore. A lot of kids don't even know what our traditional holidays were here because we're accommodating all the other holidays. All the laws are changed. If you've been here a week, you're offended by something, well, the government's changed the law. We can no longer say that. You can no longer do that because it offended somebody. But they weren't offended before they came here for a better life. But once they get here, we're supposed to accommodate everybody. And pretty soon there's not going to be an America. I mean, it's very disruptive when you go around and see. In Texas alone, you hardly ever see an American flag. You'll see flags from all kinds of countries. And you want a job, you better speak Spanish to get a job. You know, It is pretty disruptive, and I guess people just don't realize that the little by little how the laws are changing and affecting us until it's a major law, but they don't realize the everyday freedom that is being taken away from us.
So let's talk about a fundamental law right now, Walter, and then I want to give you a chance to interject. Judy lives in Texas, where we border another country. The federal government's job is to protect our borders. That's their job. The Constitution gives them that right. We've delegated them the power to keep our borders safe. She's explaining what it's like right there on that border. My thought is, if you're going to break the law to come into this country, what makes anybody think that you're going to obey the laws once you're in the country? Oh, hey, boss, I just need to break them once, and then once I get here, everything's going to be cool. That doesn't work in a court of law. Well, you know, if I could only just steal this car once, then I promise I'll get a job to go deliver pizzas and everything's going to be cool. What do you say, judge? No! That's ludicrous! If you're willing to steal a car, you ain't going to be willing to work, because once you have fed that system of giving somebody something for nothing, it's like the morphine addicts. They keep coming back for more. Walter, I want to give you the word. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I think both of you are really hitting the nail on the head, and what we're really talking about is incentives. What kinds of incentives do we give to people? And the immigration problem, to my mind, is really symptomatic of a greater problem in our government, and that is that we've adopted this notion that a perceived need from one individual lays some claim to the property and labor of another individual. And that's really what's at the core of this. When you have, as Julie pointed out, a system which provides all kinds of accommodation and, in many cases, beyond accommodation, actual physical support in terms of welfare benefits, education benefits, hospitalization benefits, healthcare benefits. These are things which are going to draw a different quality of immigrant to this country. You know, the immigrants we had coming in the past, Julie mentioned her ancestry traces back to Norway. I haven't traced my line, but I'm sure it's all over the place, and folks came here from other countries. The quality of immigrant that we used to have was attracted to this country because it was free. And they understood the value of that. They understood the value of having an opportunity to make something of themselves. The quality of immigrant that's attracted to our country today, there are some who certainly value freedom, but they're also drawn by the carrot of all these goodies, all these benefits. And that's what we need to change in order to change the quality of immigrant that we see here.
No, I completely agree. Judy, you got the last word.
Well, that's about all I have to say. You know,
it's too bad you're not.
You know, if you take the Muslims first, you came here. You know, we were based on religion and God, but now you come here and you don't want that in the schools. But you knew that before you came, so I just think that little by little we're giving away all our power to everybody.
Yep, I hear you, Judy. You know what? I wish you lived in Minnesota because I'd love to connect you with Walter's Tea Party because you sound like a woman that wants to get active. You sound like a woman that cares about her
kids.
Oh, I
was born and raised in Minnesota. It's a little bit too cold for me.
Oh, so you were one of those smart Minnesotans. I know what you're insinuating. We're not as smart as the Texan Tea Partiers, huh? I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for joining us,
okay.
Judy. I appreciate
right,
it. Call in again, please. Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold here. Okay, super. Now, we have got an issue here, Walter, of exactly what you're talking about. Why are men coming to this country? What is the purpose? What are they being drawn by? What are they being allured by? I want to switch topics here because I've only got you for this segment here, and we've got probably about 5 minutes left. Now, you're a part of the Tea Party. You got involved because you saw there was a need. Now,
right. That's
the beginning. That's just the beginning. So many people think that it's this emotional supercharge, like drinking a Mountain Dew or a Monster Energy drink. It's like, yeah, I'm in the Tea Party. We're going to take over the country. Woo! Freedom! Let it rain! And then all of a sudden, you're confronted with the apathy of so many people that could do so much more and should be doing so much more, yet they turn their eye and they say nothing. What keeps you involved, Walter?
Well, what keeps me involved, first of all, you're making a great point. You know, the Tea Party, much like the things that I was doing before, listening to talk radio and yelling at the TV, it has the potential to just be this cathartic release where we just feel satisfied for getting something off our chest. And at this point, two, 3 years into the thing, what a lot of us are starting to realize is that if we really want to make a difference, if we really want to be effective, then we need to get more engaged in the processes which actually produce public policy. And so that's informed the shift in our activity away from, it's not that we don't rally anymore or we don't go out and make our presence known, but we're doing that a lot less and focusing more on how do we get involved in party politics? How do we get involved in putting the right candidates on the ballot? How do we get involved in making sure that our candidates and our legislation and our public policy is reflecting our principles and values?
I got you. Now, with that, Walter, people are going to want to get involved. Now, I know many of you listening, for example, Judy in Texas, can't drive up here every week for a meeting. But the Tea Party has become very interconnected through Internet, through Facebook, etc. And what I would like to understand is how a person can, from all over the country, and I want to give you this word, Walter, how they can get plugged in and stay active. Because these things you're talking about, you don't necessarily need to turn out for a rally, but there's little things you can be doing at your home. I mean, nowadays, we've become the press. Every American person has become the press if they have a Facebook. They're socially networking with other folks. What are ways, Walter, that you would encourage folks to get involved in this movement? And when I say this movement, this is an American movement.
Yeah, well, it's not any more difficult than a Google search. I mean, if you go online, you can go to TeaPartyPatriots.com. That's the national organization. There are a lot of groups that are listed there in every state, all 50 states. You can also Google your town and then Tea Party and see what pops up. And chances are there's a group out there that has a website that you can get connected with. And even just getting on email lists of different organizations, they don't necessarily have to be Tea Party organizations. If you vet them and you determine that they're organizations that are working towards affecting the same principles in public policy, get on their email list and you'll start getting emails with action items of, you know, contact your congressman about this, go to this city council meeting about that. And those will provide you opportunities to get plugged in. And, the thing I would say to folks is don't have the expectation that you're going to embark on some grand quest that's going to change the world in 6 months, because that's not how this process works. You're going to be doing a lot of, frankly, boring stuff, writing letters, making phone calls, reading, getting read up on the topics and the issues. That's a slow process, but it builds over time. And eventually, and also collectively, all the individuals doing it parallel to each other, you're going to have an overall impact, as we already have.
You know, as you say that, Walter, my thoughts are this, that if somebody's driven, I'll give you an example. I mean, and many of us, we watch, for instance, the Band of Brothers, and that's a Hollywood display of what Easy Company did. And it didn't take from it. It added to it. I loved that series. Herb Surth is a friend of ours. But with that, you see the action-packed part that Hollywood allows you to see. But the boring part is what you're talking about. That really shows your labor of love. because it shows that you really do care. And is it boring to your emotional sense? Yes, but what drives you to continue doing it? Which is why I asked you, Walter, because I understand now even more fully how much of a patriot that you are. It's not an issue of what I'm getting out of this deal. Folks, it is not an issue of what you get out of the deal. Christ said, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay his life down for his brother. And you've got Walter Hudson.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
All right, folks, we're back with you. As I just said before, we had Walter Hudson, the chairman of the North Star Tea Party here in Minnesota, but he's very nationally coordinated in that movement as well. Started just like you or I. Said, doggone it, I can't just keep saying stuff. I've got to do something. And then he got confronted with apathy.
Well, this isn't very fun anymore. I mean, Sarah Palin's not coming to talk to us at that meeting. I ain't going, man.
That's not what it's about. Again, liberty is not about what you get. You've already got it. Now you've got to exercise it so your kids get it. And folks, I'm not going to stop at that. That is not your motivation. Christ said. And how can't we be compelled by that love of our great Redeemer? Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay his life down for his brother. It's not about you. It's not about you yelling at the radio, listening to Sons of Liberty, GCN, whatever you're listening to, saying, I've got it figured out. I know the Constitution. These dummies in office, they all just need to be removed and da-da-da-da. It's enough to apply, put your boots on the ground, and get into that long, hard row of plowing. And know for a surety you will reap a reward, because the Bible says it. But it also says he who puts his hand to the plow and turns back is not fit What does that mean, fit? What is it to be fit? You know, you got a guy who's 40 pounds overweight. He's probably not going to run a marathon. Why? Because he's not fit. And if you're not fit, it's proven in the fact that you continue to look back. Your heart's not there. You're really in it for yourself. We stay marching forward by the grace of God, folks, and it ain't easy. But you are promised to he that overcomes. It says multiple times in the book of Revelation. He says it to the churches after he gets done telling them what they got to go through.
This is the one my pastor preaches on. I thought, you know, you come to church, you say your prayers, and Jesus blesses you.
He does! But the blessing ain't for you! It is to you! But once you put your eyes on that blessing, you're no different than Lucifer, who put his eyes on those great gifts that God had given to him. And then he decided he would exalt his throne above heaven. In the delusion of his mind, he thought he could, because his eyes were stuck on himself. Not on his thankfulness to his God. Not on your thankfulness to our veterans in this country who sacrificed their all, who gave their all. Any veteran you talk to, and you say to them, you know, you're our heroes. And they say, no, we're not. The heroes are the ones who didn't come back. I mean, come on, you can't fake that. That's reality. And this is why it's so important to hold elected officials accountable. Because, again, Christ said, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Christ said unto them, now do ye, Pharisees, make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but you, your inward parts are full of ravening and wickedness. Hey, you look good on the outside. We just talked about a president of his own country, 16 grand a night in a hotel room. For a United Nations meeting. Like they're accomplishing anything over there anyways for the well-being of mankind. Don't they understand that the author of goodness and blessing and virtue is the God of heaven? Anybody heard him say a prayer at the UN? I want to give a couple more examples so that you understand why Christ woed these people. Dignitaries from several nations were seen eating at some of New York's most posh restaurants. And the Post writes that Argentina President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner went on a shoe shopping spree, buying 20 pairs of shoes. Okay? Hey, you know what? Nothing wrong with shoes. Okay? But is there something wrong with those 20 pairs of shoes when each of them cost $5,500? Do the math! You're spending over five digits on shoes? Man, I thought when I was a kid, and my parents never got me these shoes, that some shoes, you know, the ones you little pump up on your shoe, and they're like $100. Mom, can I get the pumps? You crazy. These shoes will work just fine, Jake.
But everybody's got the pumps. It makes you jump higher in basketball. Come on.
They're $100. Are you crazy? No, Miss President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. She deserves 20 pairs of shoes at $5,500 each. Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. It seems UN dignitaries and diplomats love to upload their fortunes and revenues on everything they can when staying in New York City and D.C. Everything except parking ticket fines. Listen to this. This is our policymakers and our law-making officials that are to protect our rights. They have the power of the sword, the law. We've delegated that to them. Politico reported Wednesday morning that foreign diplomats owe, in the United States here, and that's just here, over $500,000 in unpaid parking and traffic tickets in Washington, D.C. Of the 7,611 unpaid tickets, 7,611 unpaid tickets from these wonderful diplomats, these highly credentialed When they fart, it doesn't stink. Since 1970, these tickets, Russia owes the most, $27,200. And the Vatican has obeyed the most, aside from one $25 overdue ticket for an expired meter. Now, this is what these dignitaries think of us when they come to our country. But yet, this president and many other presidents are the first to jump on the line and say, we need to give foreign aid. These countries are not well to do. And obviously, because we're rich, and if we don't give the money we worked hard for away, then we're bad people. Oh, don't worry about it. So I'm sorry. They come over here. They don't even have the decency and respect to abide by our laws. And once they break them, they don't even have the decency and respect to address the fact that they broke it. I'm sorry.
Miskola, Voskola.
From Russia? Is it too hard for you to park a couple extra blocks away and obey the law? Is that too hard? Is that difficult? Or do you have such a great disdain for law? Is that the prerequisite to serve people now? To hate law? To make merchandise of the people? Oh, how about this? To laden people with burdens grievous to be borne? When you yourselves won't touch the burdens with one of your fingers? Woe unto you! Christ says it, Luke 11, read through it, folks. You're going to get an eye-opening. You're going to understand why you have an indignation against unrighteousness in your nation. Not because it's necessarily just a threat to you, but because God put that in you, and he called you to be vigilant. Be circumspect, the Bible says. Be sober. That means don't attain to emotional fits of rage or happiness. Sober. Be sober. Don't come in with a hot head. Oh, let me tell you, when the anointing's on you, you don't got to worry about your own hot head. God will hew what's in front of you when you're standing in his righteousness, just as he did through Christ. When he set the record straight and taught us and taught our founders and laid an example of how a nation can prosper, but only where justice is present. I don't know. You know, maybe it's just I'm one of those typical white guys. You know, those typical white guys that, or I should say white people that our president talked about. I mean, what was that again, Brock? Can you tell me what it was again?
Well, you know, she's extremely proud. And the point I was making was not that my grandmother harbors any racial animosity. She doesn't. Right. But she is a typical white person.
Now that's got to be my problem. I'm just a typical white person. An angry Tea Party, typical white person. A son of liberty. Folks, I hope that you are a son or daughter of liberty. Because the future depends upon our actions and our supplication to the God of heaven that gave us the rights that we have right now. Let's expand liberty. You are free to do as much good as you possibly can. We'll be back with you tomorrow for the last day of the week. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.